The Campbell County Camels aspire to be a much improved football team this year under the tutelage of third-year head coach Andrew Rose. Coach Rose is joining me right now. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Now, you had your annual soap scrimmage Friday. A lot of positive stuff and a lot of stuff to work on as well. What have you learned about your squad through camp?
They're diligent. You know, they're diligent just not only at practice, but they're in their playbooks, and they're, you know, eager to get better, and they're eager to hold each other accountable because we've turned the corner as far as competitiveness and having competition per program.
Now, we cannot go through this interview and not talk about Will Miller. He is a beast and a vocal leader. He holds guys accountable on both sides of the ball. What makes him so tough to stop on both sides of that football?
He's smart. He's completely bought in. He didn't miss a day, you know, in the summer stuff. Did really well at camp. And he's a student of the game. And yeah, I think he's the testament of, you know, prepare to fail if you're not, you know, preparing. So he's just one of those kids that's become kind of that staple of both the offensive and defensive side of the ball because he's constantly preparing, watching film in his playbook, asking questions, and motivating guys around him.
Now, one thing I've been impressed with is your team defense. I saw that at the scrimmage this past Friday. How do you feel about where that defense is currently?
Really good. You know, it's kind of tough to kind of gauge a little bit. When we split them up and try and go two platoon, you're pretty much having, you know, a little bit of, you know, one team usually has a little bit better side because, you know, their secondary matches up with the linebacker core or defensive line matches up. But really, when we got together at the end, it wasn't even close. So when it's all of our number ones out there, we're going to be a definite force to be reckoned with.
That is for sure. Now, you mentioned last week that a strength of your squad will more than likely be the offensive line. The running game is going to be so vital for this offense, especially with two young quarterbacks. Now, I think your rush attack can be very dominant this year with Carter and Miller back there. What say you about that?
I agree completely. I mean, I think right now on our offensive line, we're sitting somewhere around an average of 280 pounds. And that's something that we haven't had in a really long time. And we have very good depth at that position, along with just the matter of experience, kids that have played the varsity position at the offensive line. And then when you put in, you know, the 1-2 combo of Miller, who's really downhill and tough to bring down, to Carter, who's like a water bug and just makes really solid cuts and gets north and south really fast, that's going to be a tough combination for teams to handle and stop.
It's definitely like a thunder and lightning thing with those two in the backfield. That is for sure. One last question. What'd you think of your quarterbacks at the scrimmage? You got Aiden Dorr, a sophomore, Mason Drew, a freshman.
I think they did, you know, really well, considering. You know, we kind of flipped some things up, put them on different teams just so we can see, you know, how they feel with, you know, different guys carrying the ball, different wide receiving cores and that sort of thing. They both did really well. I could see this being a two quarterback game where they're both in there and we just have different packages. We'll kind of see how the rest of this week goes. But they both bring different aspects of the game, you know, to each offensive side. So I'm really interested to see how it works out. It worked out pretty well for Nebraska. When they ran two quarterbacks and won a national championship. So that worked out pretty well.
Hey, man, and they both were showing a lot of great stuff. You know, Aiden Dorr had a couple of good runs and some big plays down the field. Droop did his thing. He's such a good pocket passer, and he's got that strength and that size. It's going to be exciting to watch those two guys this year. Now, Campbell County will play at Rock Springs Friday night. Coverage at 5:45 on 97.3, Camel FM, and online at BaseSenseRadio.com on the KAML stream. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network. Don't forget, you can hear this full interview again at BaseSenseRadio.com.